Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Young people from India handed over to the Cuban embassy evidence of the 1 million signatures collected in demand for the removal of Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Leaders of the Student Federation of India, joined by other youth organizations of that nation, gave the document to Ambassador Alejandro Simancas at a ceremony in tribute to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, on the occasion of the 7th anniversary of his death. An international bazaar was inaugurated on Sunday in Havana, with the representation of more than 50 nations. The Association of Spouses of Accredited Diplomats in Cuba promotes the bazaar, which opened its doors at the Linea and 18 Cultural Station. Maria Teresa Albader, president of the association, commented that the funds raised will be allocated to elderly care homes, child care homes with and without filial protection, and youth care homes in Havana. The Dominican Solidarity Campaign with Cuba will hold the 33rd National Solidarity Meeting with the largest of the entity on December 9 and 10 in Santo Domingo, according to its national coordinator, Roberto Payano. The organization's national coordinator, Payano, announced that on the 9th there will be an exchange with delegates from invited countries, including Haiti, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela, who will speak about the social situation in their respective nations. Representatives of the Saudi Fund for Development evaluated collaboration projects in the Cuban city of Santa Clara for the rehabilitation of the aqueduct, sewers, and storm water networks. At the conclave, an evaluation of the rehabilitation project of the water networks of the city of Santa Clara was presented, which includes water supply, waste disposal, and storm drainage, specifically in the area that includes the Minerva Ochoita pumping system. The German firm Arsenal, which restored the film De Cierta Manera by Sara Gomez, continues its support to the rescue of Cuba's film heritage, as confirmed by the Cuban Institute of Art and Cinematography Industries. Together with the Cinemateca de Cuba, the European company will work on Los Días del Agua by Manuel Octavio Gómez, which was part of the film forum section at the prestigious Berlin Festival, the Institute added. Arsenal is a long-standing film club of this German company, formerly known as the Freunde der Deutschen Kinemathek. Since 2000, it has been located at the Sony Center, where classic films from all over the world are shown, mostly in original version. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.